Yes, we do. Thank you. Go ahead. Okay.
I will leave it in this mode. I hope everybody can read it. So the presentation is quite similar with the one that I have made because of Regulation 83. As the chair rightly noted, UNRRD was voted in GRP with square brackets around the margin of uncertainties in order to allow the EU to finalize the legal process. We are happy because the court case was finalized with a positive outcome in January this year. And in the meantime, we have also proceeded with further work by the Joint Research Center on the margins, which revealed that they can be lowered once one makes adjustments in the methodology to correct the zero drift. So all of this is in our Euro 6e proposal. The proposal is currently under public and World Trade Organization consultation, in particular the annex changes to Annex 3A. And I have added here also the link in case somebody wants to scrutinize it and also give us comments. The next steps foresee that the vote again is, as I said before, on the 5th of July. And our idea is to finalize the changes in the UNRRD, of course, in agreement with the other contracting party who submitted the UNR, so Japan, and to submit, hopefully, this as an informal document to this GRP after this date. So we kindly request, again, the approval for this late submission. Again, the same process as the Regulation 83, we would like to receive comments as soon as possible and at the latest by the 19th September in order to allow enough time for us to implement them if need be for the 18th of October. And one last thing, this may be not so much as a European Commission representative, but as co-chair of the RD informal working group. We have decided together United States to started to delay a bit the development of the second phase for autumn 2022 and we will be reviewing together when the next meeting will happen. Thank you very much.